Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. They are not the sexiest holiday gifts, but when I get a spatula, cutting board, food processor, or baking pan, I know it will be one that I'll be thankful for years. Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, also knows this very well. So she did some digging to find out what gifts cooks love the most. And she's here to tell us about what she's learned. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be here.
You did some serious crowdsourcing to find the answers to this question. Who did you reach out to?
Well, Rick, I seem to know a lot of people who love to cook. So I posted on my Facebook page and I sent a blast email to several lists of family and friends. And I asked, what is the best kitchen gift you've received in the past? And what was the worst or most useless? I have to say, my email inbox lit up like a Christmas tree. In fact, I need to thank the many people who responded and apologize that we won't have time to relay all their suggestions.
Now, I confessed that I love getting the kitchen-related item at the holidays, but is that normal for other cooks?
Oh, I think it absolutely is. Evidently, we who love to cook and eat would rather get an immersion blender for Christmas than a gold watch. The thing is, many cooks have a list in their heads of things they would like for the kitchen that they can't quite justify buying. If you have a food processor and a stand-up blender, it's very hard to justify going out and dropping cash on an immersion blender, even though they're wonderful to have. I keep mentioning immersion blenders because it was a very popular item among the people who answered my query. That and high-quality kitchen knives are apparently on a lot of Christmas lists this year.
So those two are the big ones. What are some other gifts that cooks love to get at the holidays?
One thing I learned is that some of this is very idiosyncratic, and people are passionate about their favorite kitchen aids. Adam White of Jericho wrote that the ice cream making attachment to their KitchenAid mixer changed his life, to quote him.
For the better, I take it.
For the better, yes, but maybe not for the waistline. A friend's mother-in-law, Eleanor Standard, was equally ardent about heavy-duty kitchen shears, a gift that she got years ago and that she uses every day. And my friend Patty Mach of Burlington still treasures and uses Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking, which she got for her first Christmas as a bride 40 years ago. She says she still uses it and loves it. Down in Heartland, Amy Richardson told me that at the top of her list was something that sounds mundane, but it is actually a treasure, and that is a 12-inch cast iron frying pan. This is something every cook should have. You know, I think young people tend to go to for non-stick Teflon things, but there's nothing like a good, well-seasoned frying pan to use every day.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Candace Page of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about great gifts for cooks. Candy, are there any items that cooks aren't really wild about getting?
I got fewer responses to that question because I guess most of us love gadgets. But what I will say is that people singled out one-use-only gadgets. So my precious, well-used garlic press is somebody else's clutter in the kitchen that they never use. So I think it's too easy these days to go into a kitchen store and see something new, you know, a new way to crack nuts or slice tomatoes. And too often, what you really needed was just a good kitchen knife. So I urge people to avoid those impulse purchases.
I love the garlic press, by the way.
Oh,
I've
good.
Got one. I use it all the time. When it's the holidays, I try to find Vermont-made gifts for the people on my list. Are there any that fit this description that cooks will love?
Oh, absolutely. I think you could find gifts for everybody on your list, and they would all be Vermont-made. Of course, we all know about the big three, so to speak, in Vermont. Cheese, which we make infinite varieties of now in Vermont, maple syrup, and my favorite, maple cream. And of course, it's never a bad idea to show up on somebody's doorstep with a bottle of Vermont distilled spirits. There is a world of other gifts out there as well. A couple of my favorites this year are the French butter dishes made by potter Bruce Murray down in Bradford. You put the butter in one half of the piece of pottery, and then you upend it into the other cup, which has water in it, and it seals the butter, keeps it cool and fresh and spreadable out of the refrigerator. I'd never heard of them. My stepdaughter has one, and there's no looking back after you've used one.
Wow.
Another of my favorites, a gift that was given to me a couple years ago, is a serving board from Vermont Farm Table in Burlington. These are made of slabs of walnut with a beautiful matte finish and a natural edge that follows the contours of the tree. And there's no better way to put out three or four cheeses. The contrast with the dark board is just beautiful. And smoked maple syrup, which was highly recommended to me by VPR's own Leslie Blount, who says you wouldn't put it on pancakes, but it's a great addition to drizzle over salmon or to put in a salad dressing. So I can't wait to try that.
Oh, that sounds phenomenal. While doing your research, did you learn of any interesting Vermonters who are making these products?
That's one thing I love about giving Vermont-made gifts. So often they come with a little backstory. One of my favorites is Green River Aprons down in Guilford. Kathy Thomas and Edith Platt describe themselves as two grandmothers who got into the apron-making business after retirement. These are wildly colorful aprons that would cheer up any kitchen. And then I also love the story of Nancy Warner, who was an archaeologist before she moved to Vermont and discovered jelly making. She's a beer lover, so she started making beer jelly, and that became her business, Potlicker Kitchens. So, Rick, you can now buy Hetty Topper jelly or oatmeal stout jelly.
Ooh, I'd love that.
Well, you wouldn't put it on toast, but it would go well with cheese or to deglaze a pan. So let me ask you a question, Rick. What's on your Christmas list?
Well, this year I made my own turkey and found that I don't really have a great pan for making a turkey. So that's probably what I need the most, that broiling pan to make my turkey for Thanksgiving next year.
Okay, well, I'll have a word with Santa Claus for you.
Thanks. Candace Page writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, as always, Rick. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.